flowers are blooming, bases are booming, and we're about to get this show vroom, vroom, vrooming. Here's my dad.
Today's show is dedicated to my buddy Drew, who upon hearing that my noodle loaf making laptop was on the fritz, straight up gifted me another laptop so the music and fun wouldn't miss a beat. Thank you, Drew. All right, let's do this.
Cue the choir.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week is Vivian from Kingston, New York.
La la la.
La la la.
Lee, lee, lee.
Lee, lee, lee.
I hope that you.
I hope that you.
Will join with me. Games are fun are here.
Music games are fun are here.
Ready?
Ready.
Set.
Set.
Noodle loaf.
Noodle loaf.
Clap it back. Clap it back. Clap it back.
Speaking of Kingston, today's Clap It Back segment contains a reference to a musician from the other Kingston, the one in Jamaica. To play this game, all you need to do is clap back the rhythm of everything I say after I say it. So if I say, Bob Marley, you would clap. That's it. Ready? Let's do it.
Open up the toolbox.
Open up the toolbox.
What is inside?
What is inside?
Lots of tools.
Lots of tools.
That is no surprise. Here is a hammer.
Here is a hammer.
That pounds nails.
That pounds nails.
A tape measure.
A tape measure.
That I bought on sale.
That I bought on sale.
My screwdriver.
My screwdriver.
Tightens as it turns. I'm wild at heart.
I'm wild at heart.
Like Laura Dern.
Like Laura Dern.
My favorite tool.
My favorite tool.
Might be the level.
Might be the level.
It has a little bubble.
It has a little bubble.
And it is yellow. Pliers,
a wrench and pliers.
A duo that's famous.
A duo that's famous.
Pliers had more success.
Pliers had more success.
With Chocodemus.
And that's a joke about the reggae group Chocodemus and Pliers.
So it is.
Time to move. It's time to move. Time to move. It's time to move. I'm going to guide you through this version of Time to Move. Your job is to make different statues with your body in time with the music. Don't worry, I'll talk you through it so you'll see what I'm talking about. This is the main groove of the song right here. Pretty funky, isn't it? Now, in a moment, I'm going to bring in a new sound. And every time you hear the note change, you make a new statue with your body. I'll guide you through it by saying, new statue, when it's time to change positions. If you're in a room, you can also take a step every time I say new statue, which is a really fun way to play this game. Let's go. New statue. Hold it. And hold it. And hold it. And hold it. Get ready. New statue. Oh yeah. And hold it. Hold it. Yep, yep. And hold it. Hold that statue. And relax. How'd it go? You got the hang of it? Let's bring in another sound to go a little bit faster. Ready? And statue. And statue. New statue. New statue. Got it? A step. And take another step. A step. With your statue. Aw, yeah. Let's try it with quarter notes. A little bit faster. Are you ready for this new
sound? You hear this sound, change to a different one. So choose whichever one you want to move to, and when you hear this sound, you're gonna choose a different instrument in the groove to move your body along with. I hope that makes sense. Let's give it a go.
Did you know that Noodleloaf has a Patreon page? Not only is it a great way to support the show, but it's also the place where I share cool music-related videos that I think you and your fam bam would enjoy. The link is in the show notes. Story Song is a new segment on the show where I'm going to sing you a story and all you need to do is sit back and enjoy it. Think of it as a picture book for your ears. Of course, you can sing along with the choruses if you like, or draw a picture inspired by the story and share it with me online, or at noodleloafshow@gmail.com. This story song is called A Painter Who Lives in a Box.
A painter who lives in a box. She says, come in when you knock. You enter and sit on her floor. And see all the brushes galore. Tooraloo, 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 raloo, yay. It's time to begin the process, she sings, and pops the caps off paint bottles. She pours out the blue on the palms of her hands, and then proceeds to do cartwheels. Tooraloo, 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 hey. Handprints and footprints appear all around. The ceiling is somehow included. She hands me the red and says, it's for your head. I say, should I do what you did? Tooraloo, 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 hey. Tooraloo, 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 hey. She flinches and twitches and then with a sigh says, I don't see why you would. 'Cause I did what I did the way that I do it, the very best way that I could. Tooraloo, 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 hey. Tooraloo, 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 hey. If you did it my way, it wouldn't feel right. Do it however you please. So with purple painted elbows and green on my rear, I begin to spin on my knees. A slow pirouette, a passionate tango, and finish off down on the floor. And then I decide to roll like an egg until I have rolled out the door. Tooraloo, tooralay, tooraloo, ralay, hey. Tooraloo, tooralay, tooraloo, ralay, ralay, hey.
You can always email me at noodleloafshow@gmail.com to give me feedback about the show. I'm open to your thoughts. I hope you enjoyed this episode 36. That's 36, as in 36 chambers, double high, Don Newcomb, 666 Mafia, and the 36 Hours in a Place column of the New York Times travel section. Remember to check the show notes for important links. And remember to subscribe to the show and leave us a glowing review on iTunes, or on a note tucked into a crack in a tree, or in a friend's ear at a playdate, etc., etc. The show notes also have the link to the page that explains how to join the Noodle Loaf Choir. Thanks again to Drew and to Joni and Shiloh for helping out with the show, which was made by me, Dan Sachs.